SBS Radio.
This is a really exciting opening night for the Black and Bright Festival, which is being organised for early September around Melbourne. So I'm really excited to be speaking at the official opening with Daniel Browning about this question of, have you read a black book lately? I think it's just a really fantastic opportunity for us to reflect on this really amazing increase in publishing and these amazing opportunities which have now come out for Aboriginal writers to get their work out there. And then just sort of having a moment to actually talk about and celebrate not just the wonder of writing Aboriginal work, but also getting to read it and like how amazing it is now that we have so many people to read, which is really fantastic. So that's going to be at the Wheeler Centre, and so it's going to be a really amazing night. It's going to be a welcome to country. James Henry is going to be singing a ceremonial song for us. There's going to be speeches. We'll be talking about some new work and recent works. I think it's just going to be a really fun way to kick off the festival.
I hear some of the writers will be around as well, so one might have a peek at some of the, especially the most sought out would be, I believe, the ones who've recently been in the media, like Melissa Lukashenko and others. Mm. Any idea who will be there?
Well, I mean, I'm not allowed to say anything just yet. I think we're going to have a lot of really amazing people in the room. You know, you can never promise anything, but, you know, thinking about some of the amazing writers that are coming down for the festival and that are located in Melbourne, you know, like Tony Birch, Miyuka Gori, you know, I think that it's going to be a really good opportunity for people to see some of their heroes, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. But, you know, for pretty much the whole week, it's just going to be like, every famous black fellow who's ever picked up a pen is going to be in Melbourne. I think that's going to be really exciting.
Wow. And there are also philosophers, academics and mm-hmm. journalists.
It's going to be, I think what's really fantastic about the way that the festival is structuring the events is that there's a real openness to the different kinds of work that Aboriginal writers are doing. So, you know, there's illustrators, there's playwrights, there's performers, there's dancers and musicians. I think it's like really thinking about what the future of Aboriginal writing is and how dynamic and diverse it is.
And have you read a black book lately yourself? What book can you talk about?
I pretty much only read black books these days. Kind of the occupational hazard of writing a PhD on black books. I recently finished Tony Birch's new book, The White Girl. Before that, I really enjoyed Melissa Lukashenko's Too Much Lit, which just won the Miles Franklin. I recently reread one of my favourite books, Janine Lane's poetry collection with Cordite. So I've been reading a lot of really fantastic stuff recently. Over the last couple of years, I think I've probably read just about every black book that, you know, we've seen published in the last few years.
Indigenous writers are gaining more and more preeminence and winning mm-hmm. really prestigious awards, not just as Indigenous writers, but just as writers about anything.
Miles Franklin, Melissa Lukashenko is now the third Aboriginal writer to win the Miles Franklin Prize, which is, I think, one of Australia's like most prestigious awards. It's been around for 62 years, you know. I think collectively there's been like 16 women have won that prize, and now two of them are Aboriginal women, which is, I think, like really fantastic. Obviously we want to see more successes like that, you know, like Alexis Wright winning the Stella Prize last year, which is a prize for women novelists. You know, we want to be seeing more of that, but like, yeah, there's just really been some amazing successes in the space in the last couple of years from black writers.
If you ask me the question, I just got a new book that I just got released. I haven't read it yet, but it's a book that I will be reviewing for our listeners. The Crow Eaters by Ben Stubbs, a South Australia-based journalist.
I think the hope of this question is that, like, at the event, that we won't just be saying, like, oh, well, what have you read recently? And it's not going to be like a competitive, you know, oh, well, I've read more than you. I think it's going to be really useful. And I hope that, like, if you've never read a black book before, if, you know, we've got people who just walk in off the street and hear about this event and think, oh, this might be interesting. Like, I'm hoping that at least, you know, that there'll be at least one person who walks out of that room committed to reading the first book by an Aboriginal writer of their life, you know. And, like, there's a lot of people who I think, you know, maybe they read something in high school, or maybe, you know, they read essays or opinion pieces, but have never actually had the joy of sitting down with, you know, a black novel or a history book or a poetry collection or an anthology. Hopefully this is going to be putting a lot of names into people's minds for, you know, for new writers to be discovering.
Yeah. Now, are there any books in language or any writers in language that will be there?
That's a good question. So, to date, we haven't had a book which has been solely published in an Aboriginal language with a commercial press. So what that basically means is that while we've got some really, really exciting uses of Aboriginal language in things like poetry and novels. So, for example, Tara June Winch's The Yield looks a lot at Aboriginal language, and that's a very new publication which people will be able to buy at the events. You know, Tara is an amazing Wiradjuri novelist. This is a really, you know, like, hotly anticipated work, which I've been hearing so many fantastic things about. I have my copy. I haven't had time to read it yet, but I'm really excited to start getting into that. You know, we've got a lot of writers like Alison Whittaker and Ali Cobby-Eckerman and Lionel Fogarty, who for years have been bringing Aboriginal languages, their languages, into their writing. And so I think it's becoming a much more common thing to be seeing that resurgence and that reclamation of language in our writing. I know that Janine Lane's been working on some projects around not just Aboriginal languages, but also Aboriginal English and what that looks like in contemporary publishing today. So I don't think we're too far off seeing some of the first books being published, you know, maybe even with smaller commercial presses, which actually are, like, you know, perhaps even bilingual translations of Aboriginal languages. You know, I think we're not far off seeing the investment in that kind of work.
Yeah, especially that question came to my mind just because of this particular year of International Year of Indigenous Languages.
And,
it's a fantastic thing.
And there's many opportunities for people. These days, there's so many different dictionaries and texts that are available. You know, Daniel Browning, who's going to be at the launch of the festival.
Yeah.
He, for several years now, has been working on the Word Up project, which basically, you know, a few words from every Indigenous language in the country, which is really exciting. So you can go and on the Word Up website through Away, and you can find out, you know, some of the language from each of these nations, which is, I think, really fantastic.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.